For the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes, Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling, and let's see if you know your new name.
Your Hollywood Jersey, Mike. Video game.
That works. Hollywood Jersey, Mike. Yeah, I like that.
It's all good. It's all good. You know what it is? We're back to the fall. We're getting ready for Halloween, the end of the month. We have a road trip planned podcast last Star Trek Unikity thing going
on.
Yeah,
we're kind of getting into it. We're doing this genre of podcasting right now where we're increasing our conversation because I have got so much crunch time right now in my life. I don't have time to do research. But we're going to do it different so that we can share what we're going to review and talk about, and then you can go look at it while you listen to the podcast.
That sounds like you have no worries, no cares in the world. Yeah. Like that song. Enjoy it.
I want to feature songs that are going to make you feel good, make you feel motivated, make you feel like you should be in life. That's Sammy Hagar in Full Circle and Michael Anthony on bass from Van Halen. That is in the video, that is Seth Rogen, which is really cool.
They're making another Halloween movie. You heard about that?
I didn't hear about that.
And guess who's going to play?
Jamie Lee Curtis, is she back again?
But guess who's going to play the doctor, the guy who died, the bald-headed guy? I don't know his name. I'm bad on that.
You mean from Back to the Future?
No. The guy who played from in the original. You know, the
I'm not that familiar
Michael
with
Myers,
it.
Michael Myers, blah, blah, blah. Anthony Michael Hall from
Red
Ted.
God.
So I'm just saying.
He's
one nerd,
back.
Yeah, listen.
Cool. What nerds around goes around.
Exactly.
So anyway, go look at that video by Sammy Hagar. Listen to the whole song. No worries, because that's kind of the zone that we're getting in here. That's the zone we're getting in here. No
Fall's
worries.
Here. It's cooling down the weather. We have some 90s, 80s this week, some 90s next week, but it's a taste of like a swirl, like you like.
We're still,
different flavors.
It's a very enjoyable, cool weather because last summer we were like up into the 99 right up to Thanksgiving, and now we're getting into the 80s, and it's still much more comfortable, much more doable.
Las Vegas and you.
So what we are reviewing, we're going to be talking about, we just got done watching it, and it's basically, it's a video, it's a fan-made film I found, which is just totally awesome. I don't know how long ago it was made, but it's called Superman versus the Death Star.
Which, for all you nerds out there, Star Wars fans, you got Darth Vader, you got the...
Yeah.
I was going to say Klingons.
Stormtroopers.
Klingons and all the real cool stuff.
So it's a. Here's the thing. You can go look. Here's the link. I'm going to feature the link in our Instagram page, Shiny Squirrel Podcast and Secrets Las Vegas. The link will be in the description. I will leave it up there for 7 days during the duration that this podcast goes up from Saturday. Okay?
Sweet on that.
So go look at it. It's about 8-9 minutes long. It's Christopher Reeve, Superman, taking on the Death Star. And I love these special effects, the way they do that with the computer software now, the way they can intermix them and bring them together.
Well, at least something's going positive with technology. Twist our quote-unquote fantasies of nerd this, nerd that, and they can make it come true. You know what I'm saying? That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I love the way you have Christopher Reed dodging, you know, not kryptonite and stuff. He's dodging, you know, X-Wing fighter.
When he takes on the TIE fighters.
Yeah, what do you call them things? He's the laser rays and stuff that kills everything, and all he does is zoop.
His heat vision takes one out.
And takes out not just that.
Yeah.
He puts the moon together, and he turns around and takes out their main gun.
So let's break this down a little bit, okay? So you have this a human being the size taking on a planet the size. I don't know what the comparison. I can do it later, but I'm not going to. What is the comparison of the Death Star compared to the volume of the moon? Okay, you're not going to be able to lock onto him with your laser cannons or anything. They got lucky. I think they hit him with the tractor beam, but you're not going to be able to lock on that little human flying around at maybe a quarter of the speed of light. Go ahead.
Seems like they locked on him twice, and the second time he got blown into the moon, but then he's just so Superman, he just destroyed it, which is hard to believe. And then you have all the fans cheering, yeah, Superman.
Well,
That's pretty neat.
They hit him with the main gun of the Death Star, and it sends him catapulting to the moon, breaks the moon in half. What does Superman do? Starts to leave to go back, but he goes back, pushes it back together, and what does he do? He welds it with his heat vision.
Death Star size to the moon. I like that. Now, the moon has different, you know, colors in it, like dark gray, a little bluish, whatever. Death Star is all gray. It has that big indentation, and sometimes it opens up. So, like you said, it's pretty much, come see, come saw, pretty much the same size, diameter, who knows, weight, who knows, does it have cheese? Do they have cheese in the Death Star? who knows?
Now, in the video, Christopher Reeve takes on maybe about 9 TIE fighters. The first round, and then the second round, Darth Vader and his 2 accompanying TIE fighters go against him. The Death Star probably has 5,000 TIE fighters in its inventory?
How many stormtroopers? How many of those guys with the weird helmets, with the a weird football shape? There's 10,000-20,000 people.
But if you launch, let's just say, even if you're capable of launching everything you got airborne, TIE fighter-wise, at Superman... obviously the TIE Superman, you're not going to take him out because you're just not going to. Even hitting him with the Master Gun and blowing him to the moon. Who knows? If the Master Gun was kryptonite based, now don't you think they would have been able to, that would have been done something?
My question is, and this is no disrespect to Carrie Fisher dying.
Okay.
But who does she fall for and want to have sex with? Superman, Han Solo, or Luke Skywalker, her brother? So we could come at it from that kind of point, too.
Oh,
so that's
my
interesting.
God.
You know what I mean? Who does she fall for?
See, this is why I like having these conversations, because I didn't even think about that.
Who does Leia want to Leia?
Who does Princess Leia
fall for?
Want to Leia?
Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Superman's this real rugged, tough guy, he can do anything.
Yeah.
Hidden behind Clark Kent, which she didn't know. Then she finds out Luke Skywalker, who she falls in love with and kisses, that's her brother, falls for Han Solo. Who would she mix with?
Now, here's the thing. Would they maybe incorporate or persuade Superman to join them in the rebellion?
That would be interesting.
See?
Love of a twistedly good woman? Who knows?
Now, there's a new theory, okay? Remember when Christopher Reeves quit doing the Superman movies, and there was a long decade dry spell of no Superman movies at all? It said that he just left planet. left planet, gone, okay? And eventually he came back when they made the new Superman movie. Did Superman leave to go help the rebellion in a time frame that we're seeing now in the new Star Wars movies coming up?
That's very possible, in a galaxy far away, and he just went like a submarine, submerged, quiet, disappeared. Now that's a weird, twisted way to look at it. And was Princess Leia his reason for distracting to get him to join? But who knows, you know? Yeah. The persuasion of a beautiful woman. It's possible.
Now, in Star Wars, there's never been the element of time travel.
No.
They've never done time travel. But as we know, Christopher Reeves in Superman 1 or 2, where he flew backwards around the planet, which I think every 10-year-old kid at one point in time, I'm going to do it now, put his hands out like that and pretend that he was Superman turning back time while running down the street. Could he have been a force or a factor of turning back time somehow?
Interesting question, because especially with the Millennium Falcon, they did have warp time travel up there. So was maybe somehow they barraged and met,
What is the comparison of warping to time, Star Trek, the speed of light, to actually bending light and time to the Millennium Falcon? That is a scientific thing we don't know.
Very interesting.
And then also, could Superman have flown back in time and saved Princess Leia's planet, Tantoon or whatever it was that the Death Star blew up?
You know, like when they were caught up in that one scene, all those guys were in the trash bin with Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Now they put up the thing. Did Superman, could he have cut with his eyes, you know what I'm saying, a late thing, and they get away? Could that have just been something that could have been happening? Who knows?
Okay, so you have everybody's been watching. If you are watching the videos of making a lightsaber at Disneyland at Galaxy's Edge, you get this little plastic. It's a plastic man-made, what they call a crystal, that you put into your lightsaber, and it turns it whatever color, red, blue, green, or whatever you want. Could you assemble and make your own lightsaber, put a piece of kryptonite in it, and then you would have been able to go and take on Superman one-on-one with a kryptonite-based lightsaber?
I like that. Plus, we have a commercial with Santa Claus and the M&Ms. How about if they took a peanut M&M, did something like that, and they got you right in your throat, you went, you're choking, and then boom, you could have killed Darth Vader versus that with the lightsaber. Superman, you know, choked him to death. He's like,
if there's any advertisers listening right now, they just got a great idea for a tie-in of a Star Wars M&M's tie-in right there for Christmas.
I'll tell you, you never know what you're going to hear on the Nerdlings podcast with our crazy ideas when we mesh head-to-head Superman versus Star Wars.
Well, I mean, okay, so other superheroes that would be capable, because eventually he flies through it like a human missile through the Death Star, just ripping it up. Just, you know, that's the only way you could take it on. It's much like Captain Marvel taking on Thanos' ship, just zigzagging, just flying through it like a knife through butter, beating the hell out of it.
Just makes me wonder who comes up with all these wonderful stories, the script changes, the writing, the details. How do they come up with it? Do they have like a Superman hat on, or Star Trek pin? What brings the creativity behind some of this stuff? I'm not just talking about just the video we saw. How about the movies and some of the branch offs that we get? You know, pretty cool.
Well, okay, so I think it's staying in the DC, okay? You're not going to see Batman taking on the Death Star with the Bat spaceship thing.
Listen, never say never.
Never say never with Batman. You never know when you have a pile of money. But what about Shazam? I think Shazam would be able to take on the Death Star. Greatest American hero. If he got a control and understanding of the suit.
But how about the spaceship that came down and gave him the suit?
He's got an ally.
Yes. So are they with the Death Star? Are they against the Death Star? Do aliens ever cross each other? I mean, there's some crazy stuff we could come up here
with. It's a big play.
Now, does Superman turn around, deal with UFOs? Is that how he gets his kryptonite, his powers? I mean, really, what do people come up with the stories? I'm interested.
It's a good point, but you know, I think if Captain America, if the greatest American hero took on the Death Star, their action plan of action, because they're small targets. You're not going to be able to lock onto them. They're going so fast. Maybe not so much the greatest American hero, because he was always clumsy, not knowing how to use the suit. But they're going to be that human torpedo, being able to go through that thing through one side, turn around, come back through it, just ripping the hell out of it.
Okay, talking about superheroes, how about superwomen? How about a Princess Leia, the original Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman, and Superman all had a threesome? Could you imagine something like that with magic lassos, powers, eye rays, all kinds of S's and stuff? I mean, now, we could get twisted
now,
here.
Now, man. Do you mean as a threesome taking on the Death Star?
Oh, of course. Yes. They could go from one spot to the next, to the next, to the next. I think we could get our juices wrapped around this one now.
I think Wonder Woman finally confronting Darth Vader with her magic lasso, because it makes you tell the truth. That would be interesting, because you got the, because Darth Vader, you got the dark forces of darkness behind you, but then you're having to face the golden Larionette, or whatever she calls it, the rope, the Larionette.
Lasso.
The golden lasso, yeah. To tell the truth.
Now, would he admit to having an affair on Luke Skywalker's mom and one of the other guys is somebody's brother or sister? You know?
Oh, who knows what would come out in the storyline?
Yes.
Who knows what would come out in the storyline?
Who knows what could be branched off of stories for decades to come with generations, comic books, and all kinds of creative stuff.
Now, let's switch over to the Marvel Universe, okay? Heroes who might be able to take on the Death Star. I think the closest one you're going to... Thor, Hulk...
Captain Avenger.
Captain America?
No, Avenger.
Avenger.
With the
Iron Hoop.
You know, he looks like a little bit. He has the mask going up like this. Maybe it is Captain Avenger.
There is no Captain Avenger.
Captain Marvel, maybe. Captain America, maybe.
Captain America would have to be on board with his shield. Here's the thing. I could see Thor doing it, but it's going to take him a hell of a long time. Again, we're resorting back to the human torpedo. Hulk, he's just going to get on board and just rip the hell out of everything for a month.
How about if Hulk just wanted to play volleyball with the Death Star?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, or, you know, just like kick it like a beach ball. Just get mad and kick around the universe. But the problem is Hulk doesn't fly, so how would Hulk do this?
Yeah, I mean, but if you got him on board, imagine him getting into a landing bay, ripping the hell out of it, throwing TIE fighters out any bay door that's open, and eventually getting to where the master gun is, and then just ripping... The Hulk could do it, but I think it's going to take him a good couple weeks, because you're talking a planet of circumference to defeat.
Hulk would be interesting to see.
Unless he gets near the engine, the power center, the energy core that supplies it, and he can rip the power center apart.
How about Speed Buggy?
Speed Buggy?
I mean, maybe we could put Speed Buggy, put people in and run around, and he could run around and close the bay. They could throw some, you know, dynamite or guns and blow something up. I mean, come on. We could use him now, too.
No, you only say Speed Buggy because Mark Hamill did the voice on Speed Buggy as the main head teen.
You got to admit, that is funny.
It's a tie-in. Now, what about Thanos with his Infinity Gauntlet glove that can change anything in reality, taking on Darth Vader, who has the Dark Force behind him? The Dark Force versus Thanos.
I don't know too much about Thanos, but it sounds interesting. So with all my crazy ideas, why not throw it in there?
I think Thanos, if he didn't have the Infinity Stones yet on his glove, I think Darth Vader would still be able to use the Force to at least do the lift thing and choke him.
Yeah, because of all of his inner workings with, like you said, the dark side and the Force. He just picks him up and takes the life out of you. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Now, let's say it was Tony Stark as Iron Man.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Now, he's done his flying through it like a torpedo and everything, solo by himself. Who does Princess Leia fall for? Han Solo or Tony Stark, who is the ladies' man?
You know? I think we need that lasso magically to find out the real, real truth.
So, what we've done here is we have started to try to have a discussion of get you talking with your friends and extend it. Talk about this, maybe, you know, instead of saying maybe what if, which is a comic line that actually Marvel did back in the, I think it was the 90s, called What If, where they had different scenarios about different things. instead of saying, hey, what if Superman took on the Death Star? Show the 9-minute video to your nerd friends and then let the conversation commence at work, at lunch, during break. Do it during work. We don't care. We're not paying you.
And do it during, what do they call that, periods in school. Not in the class, you know, break, lunch, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Your art class, you know, draw designs on. Who knows? You never know where your things are going to wind
something,
up.
Something, something. I like the way you added the princess label. I did not even think of that, you know.
Listen, after you meet a certain young lady from San Diego... I gotta
twist the story a little differently. Han Solo doesn't exist.
Okay.
But it's Indiana Jones. So you have Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia.
The same actor plays him though, so that's kind of.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Indiana Jones is running around with Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. Are they still going to be able to defeat everything with the luck that he has?
Well, here's the thing. He's also a treasure hunter that gets paid, so he's a whore in a way.
And he's going to know he's looking for some treasure.
Yeah, so like I said, he's a whore in a way, so what's he going to play into the thing? Is he going to go for his gratification of his lust for money or his intellectuality?
Intellectual, yeah.
Intellectualism, whatever the fuck it is,
basically,
whatever.
Basically, they're both kind of... I mean, Han Solo is more of a jaded pirate... And Indiana Jones is more of the intellectual pirate, I guess.
And then we can go back to American Graffiti when he played the original, you know, cowboy in the truck that was
there
just trying to pick up Suzanne Summers. He's always a ladies' man. So, I don't know. What do you think with him now? Harrison Ford, I don't know. Now I'm thinking all the roles he played. I think Harrison Ford's going to win Princess Leia.
I would like to see Iron Man Tony Stark and... either Han Solo, he's more of a loner. I'd like to see the Indiana Jones recreate the road movies that Bob Hope and Bing Crosby did.
Boy. But you know what I like about Indiana Jones? He has that whip.
That's a whip. That's a weapon.
Against the lightsaber, if he gets it locked and he can't do anything with your hand and he pulls it.
And it's going to be... I could see him getting some kind of advanced technology on the whip that makes it... it's going to be the same composites of a lightsaber. So that he's going to take someone on as a lightsaber in a duel. Oh, sparks would just fly in that
one. Yes, it would. So it's like sparklers. You light one up for... It's not a narcotic. It's non-lethal, where you can light it up, put it on a cake, and have fun versus you can't put a firecracker, dynamite. So it's like sparklers.
Exactly. So anyway, this is the start of the conversation. Carry it on with your other nerd friends. The link is in our Instagram page, Shiny Squirrel Podcast or Secrets Las Vegas. The link will be in the bio. I'll leave it there for a week. Or just go on YouTube and do Superman versus Death Star. There's actually two versions. There's the shorter version where he actually confronts the Death Star. And the first one, longer version, where he confronts and sees where the Death Star blew up Krypton. That's for a little more twist in the story.
That's pretty twisted.
Have a good evening.